Trump says Beijing agreed to buy oil, soybeans, Boeing jets from US. President Donald Trump said on May 14 that China has agreed to buy soybeans, oil, and Boeing jets from the United States following his meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in Beijing. Trump told Fox's Sean Hannity that China agreed to make major purchases of U.S. agricultural products, particularly soybeans, which are the top U.S. export to the Chinese market. Last time we signed like 36 deals. This time it's much bigger than that, he said. They are going to do a lot of soybeans for our farmers. They are going to be buying a lot of our farm products, which is great. China, the world's largest soybean importer, purchased $3.08 billion worth of U.S. soybeans last year, according to U.S. Department of Agriculture data. The country reduced imports from the United States last year amid tariff disputes, which saw the two countries impose tariff hikes on each other's goods. U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer told Bloomberg on May 15 that the United States expects a deal in which China would commit to double-digit billions in agricultural purchases over the next 3 years following the summit. And that's more general, that's aggregate. That's not just soybeans, that's everything else, Greer said. Trump also suggested during the meeting that China should buy oil from the United States, and he said she responded positively to that. China is the biggest buyer of Iran's sanctioned crude oil. One thing I think that we're going to make a deal on, they've agreed they want to buy oil from the United States. They're going to go to Texas. We're going to start sending Chinese ships to Texas and to Louisiana and to Alaska. And I think that was another thing that was agreed to. That's a big thing, the U.S. president said. Trump said she indicated during their talks that he wants to help secure a deal with Iran that would ensure the Strait of Hormuz remains open, given China's dependence on the waterway for oil and gas shipments. Would like to see a deal made. And he did offer, he said, if I can be of any help at all, I would like to be of help, Trump said, adding that she would like to see the Hormuz Strait open. China also agreed to buy 200 Boeing aircraft, in what would represent a major commercial order for the U.S. aerospace company. Trump said Boeing wanted China to buy 150 of their jets, but China upped its purchase. A Boeing deal is good news for America, as one of the largest commercial aviation groups in the world, expanding to the Chinese market is a net positive for the U.S. economy, said U.S. Senator Steve Daines in a post on X. According to Boeing's 2026 fourth quarter delivery report, the company delivered 600 commercial aircraft in 2025, including 402 Boeing 737 jets, 51 Boeing 767s, 83 Boeing 787s, and 18 Boeing 777 aircraft. Boeing also delivered dozens of military aircraft and helicopters during the year. The figures illustrate the scale of Boeing's worldwide business and show that a 200 aircraft order from China would account for about one-third of Boeing's annual commercial jet deliveries. Boeing's aircraft are sold to airlines and governments across multiple continents, making international sales a major component of the company's revenue and long-term production planning. Boeing announced April 30 that Biman Bangladesh Airlines placed its largest aircraft order ever, selecting 14 Boeing jets to modernize and expand its fleet. The order includes 8 787-10 Dreamliners, 2 787-9 Dreamliners, and 4 737-8 MAX aircraft. Biman said the planes will help expand service. Boeing has identified China as one of its largest long-term growth markets for commercial aviation. In a 2024 commercial market outlook, the company projected China will need 8,830 new commercial airplanes through 2043, as passenger and cargo air travel demand increases and airlines modernize aging fleets. Boeing said China's commercial aircraft fleet is expected to more than double over the next two decades. Boeing projects China will become the world's largest air travel market by 2043, driving strong demand for new aircraft. The company said most deliveries will be single-aisle jets used for domestic and regional travel, while China is also expected to have the world's largest fleet of widebody aircraft, with demand for 1,575 new widebody planes. Boeing also forecasts that China's cargo aircraft fleet will nearly triple over the next two decades, fueled largely by growth in e-commerce and air freight demand. In other news involving the summit, Trump said that China is not going to give military equipment to Iran but will still buy its oil.